Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we are with our political observer, Alan Shartok. A warning this morning. Freezing rain has been coming down the valley locations for a while now this morning. Morning commute, a little tough this morning. You're encouraged to use extra time. Be careful. As you always say, Alan, it's not worth it.
It's not worth it because if something terrible happens, just think of the consequences, especially when you're a little bit older and outside there's sheer ice. So be very careful, everybody. This is not a good time.
Well, Governor Andrew Cuomo has not been having a good time when it comes to the counting of nursing home deaths. The governor yesterday accepted some blame. He admitted to a degree of fault. For the first time, says the New York Times, Governor Andrew Cuomo said Monday that his administration's lack of transparency about the scope of coronavirus-related deaths in nursing homes in New York was a mistake. By failing to answer questions from state lawmakers, the public, and the news media, Mr. Cuomo acknowledged state created a void that was filled with skepticism and cynicism and conspiracy theories which furthered the confusion, but he stopped short of a full apology for his handling of information about the death toll in the state's nursing homes. Your thoughts as this goes forward?
David, look, the governor thought he was doing the right thing. He followed instructions from both the CDC and others, but it turns out that he was not open, and that's always a mistake, because then things mount up. That's what happened with Governor Cuomo. Look, this job of being governor, especially during a pandemic, is not an easy one. You make decisions, you make them quick. But you should always be on the side of transparency. And let me say that there's really no reason not to tell everything that's going on in your organization. And that, by the way, goes across the board. It goes to all of us in the news media and in every other place. So it's good advice. It's what your mother would have told you. And the only way you can not be in trouble is if you just tell the truth. That's why Cuomo got tremendous grades, David, in the beginning, because when the president was lying about everything, Cuomo came on CNN and all these other places, and they played him every day, and he told the truth. Well, somehow that got away from him in this case. I think he's learned something here. I hope so. Sometimes I refer to him as Tough Guy Andrew. That's the mode he has to be very careful about.
Should he have his expanded pandemic power strip, as many lawmakers are calling for now?
No. Look, he's the governor of the state. The lawmakers obviously didn't want to come to Albany. They gave him the power. We still have a pandemic. He has expanded powers because they wanted him to have it and because he wanted them and thought it would be easier to run the state in the midst of COVID that way. So he got those powers. There comes a point at which COVID will be better and the legislative process will go on and he will step down a little bit. Whether that's at this moment or not, I don't know. But right now we still have a crisis.
Well, after the acquittal of former President Donald Trump in his second impeachment trial, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has now signaled in a letter to Democrats that the House would soon consider legislation to form a commission to investigate and report on the attack, much like the 9/11 style commission. I heard a bit of your discussion on the roundtable yesterday. A good idea to do this, even though it's a bit academic?
Well, it's a great idea, obviously. We should do it. For those people who think it'll take too long, forget it. You can walk and chew gum at the same time. There needs to be a full investigation of what happened there. We've never seen anything like it before. A horde takes over the Capitol, David, and it becomes apparent that somebody has said, let's go and do this. We know who that somebody was. It was the President of the United States. A majority joined by six or seven Republicans, a Democratic majority, said so. We know it's true. The Republicans can back up and say we're going to censor anybody who disagrees with us, and we will do that. Makes them look smaller and stupid and bad news. But in the meantime, the idea that there should be a full exploration. You know, I think that there are many Democrats who wanted to get witnesses during the trial because they see that every day we're learning something new about Donald Trump and what he pulled. The reason that the Democrats didn't want it, obviously, was that Joe Biden wants to get on with his program and wants to make sure that we get the kind of response to the COVID crisis that we need in this country. Look, there's enough room to understand where everybody is coming from. But the Democrats stepped back, obviously, in the need for the witnesses, which there was. They knew what they were doing, and by stepping back, they allowed Biden to go forward. The Republicans, for their part, wanted it over as fast as possible because they had the votes now. But every day we were learning something new.
CNN has an analysis this morning. The headline, Joe Biden confronts a leadership moment after 4 weeks in the White House, which Biden's team used to understand the full scope of Donald Trump's negligence on the pandemic. While Washington was consumed by the ex-president's impeachment trial, Biden is now in a position to assume responsibility, if necessary, blame for the federal effort. The issue is, as we do turn to Biden now, it's, I guess, now on him.
Well, I think that's right to some degree. I mean, we do know that the outgoing President Trump was recalcitrant to share data on anything with the Biden administration, so they've had to play catch up. We know that. On the other hand, look, the number of cases is going down. Well, we can't describe that entirely to the vaccine because there aren't enough of them given out. So what do we have now? We have a president who says, wear a mask, as opposed to a president who went for some strange, crazy, delusional reason in the other direction. We have a president who is leading. That is leadership. You put on a mask and you keep it on. The vice president does the same thing. And all of a sudden, Americans are saying, I should be wearing a mask. They have to be out of their minds not to be doing what is being told to them. But I do think Biden gets leadership creds for this.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Again, stay safe out there. Go slow.
Go slow. Support this wonderful radio station, which is here with you day and night. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. Or, of course, you can go to wamc.org. And we love you and we thank you.